It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. When you go to the gym, you're there to work out, mostly alone, but it is a community. And while some interactions with fellow gym-goers can make you feel welcome, others can leave you feeling maybe sometimes a little unsettled, especially if you're a woman. WNYC's Alejandra Salazar and Shamita Basu are both with me in the studio, and they both go to the same gym, right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, mostly out of convenience. We don't usually coordinate it, but sometimes we're there at the same time.
In fact, we were just there on Friday taking the same cycling class.
Usually we're doing spin or Pilates, weights, stretches, runs.
I often have my headphones in when I'm working out. I generally don't like to talk to other people, but Ale and I have compared notes, and we both sometimes get unwanted interruptions.
I can see where this is going. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll preface by saying I like to talk to some people at the gym. It's great to talk to instructors, other people who are struggling to get through those workouts too. Mm-hmm. But then there's...
You're a helpful person.
Exactly. Alejandra. Yes. But then there's fist bump guy.
Yes, fist bump guy.
Oh, boy.
He always tries to make small talk or do a fist bump, or he'll come up to me while I'm working out and sort of cheer me on without me asking. I've taken to just staring straight through him like he's a ghost.
Is he flirting?
I don't think he is. I think he's being friendly, but it's unwanted attention.
Yeah, and there are people like him at the gym, people who come up to you and get into your personal space or just stare at you or condescend to you or make suggestive comments or generally create a really uncomfortable environment when you're just trying to get some exercise in.
And listen, we know that this is just our experience as two 20-something-year-old women. I've heard from some men who say that they've been made to feel uncomfortable at the gym in a different way. One friend told me that he was once the only man in a yoga class, and the instructor kept saying, "All right, ladies, let's go, ladies." Mm. And it kind of made him feel like he wasn't supposed to be there,
right,
or that maybe he was under suspicion of being a creepy guy because he was in that class.
Yeah, so we want to hear from listeners who go to the gym, people of all ages. What are your expectations when it comes to interacting with fellow gym goers?
Yeah, men and women, tell us, is the gym a fair place for pickups?
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of voicemails on this one. The number is 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. Or you can tweet at WNYC. Ale, Shamita, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.